So I have a thank you note here to share. This is from the boy who is going through cancer. Jessica, I cannot remember his cancer. Was it leukemia? I think, I don't know if it was leukemia or not, but his name is Ryan. His mom's name is Amy. Members of Family Worship Center, sorry this has taken so long. Ryan and I would like to thank each and every one of you for your thoughts and prayers for Ryan since his cancer diagnosis. Thank you for your generous donations to help in these hard times. We could never thank you enough for all you have done for us. Thank you for continuing to pray for Ryan. Sincerely, Amy and Ryan. What I gather from Jessica is that they don't have a huge support group, so this means more than you know. And keep it up, church. I want to remind you that our t-shirt money is due today. So if you haven't done that, there are still forms in the back. Martha is collecting them. And if you haven't given one single thought about it, think about it. And then buy one so that we can have church events together and be unified physically as well as spiritually. I want to give a thank you to Vern, Tom, and Philip for helping repair Brock's roof this week. That blesses me, and I wanted to thank you guys for doing that. And just have your ears to the ground, because there are lots of needs in the church, and it's not easy to ask for help. So we just have to be detectives and respond to the call. Let's see. I wanted to remind you that there is the Romans Bible study this Thursday. Is that at 6 or 6:30? It's at 6 to 7. Great. So they would love to see you there. And I thought it would be fun to remind you that the fair is this week. You probably all know that. But I bet you there are some people in here that are doing entries, and it would be fun to go support them. The Chelsea Fair. Thank you. And last, this is heading into prayer, but I just want to say it here. I would like to give a big raise a hallelujah, a praise for, I heard that Delaney's blood clot was dissolved. We prayed specifically for that last Sunday. Now, there are other issues that have come up because the enemy doesn't quit. So we will be praying for those. I think there's an infection going on right now. And we will pray for those. But I just wanted to say, man, we just stand on the promises and declare those healings, and he's faithful. All right, the children can be dismissed at this time, and Jan is going to lead prayer for us.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to see all of you this morning. I have a couple of updates as well. I wanted to update you on my friend Teresa that we've been praying for. Teresa was diagnosed with cancer as well about a month ago. She's been going through treatments and seems to be doing quite well. Hasn't lost any hair and stuff, which is important to us women. You know, we might fuss about it and want to pull it out at times, but we do like our hair. But anyway, she's doing okay, so continue to pray for her. I also, Gary and I had talked to our friend Ken at Day of Hope, and he had a friend down south that had cancer, and he did not make it. So we're praying that you pray for him or his wife and the three kids and stuff. But she understood, too, that it was God's mercy took him home so that he didn't have to endure any more than he did. Tough stuff, you know, but God is in control. We thank you for what's going on with Ryan, and we thank you for what's going on in Delaney's life. You know, we continue to ask for healing there, too. But I open it up this morning. I'll take praises as well as prayer requests.
We've been praying for my neighbor, Don, and we specifically prayed last week that his family would step up. Serious his condition is, and that prayer got answered.
Oh, because, praise God.
Yeah, because his son has moved his dad in with him.
Okay.
And so now he's
awesome.
There to watch over him. He's not alone.
He's not alone.
He's not alone. And so that's an answer to prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else this morning? Glenda? Okay.
Her blood counts are pretty much nil. But she's in a good mood. She's ornery.
Well, yeah. That could describe a few of us. But anyway, Lauren?
Just prayers for our children as they return to school.
Okay. Gary? Okay. That's right. Anybody else this morning? Cindy. Oh, great.
And we had a donation that was above anything else that we've ever, that has ever happened in Maranatha.
So that's awesome.
A nice blessing that we could give to the Native Americans.
Yes. Great. Anybody else?
I want to praise God for 18 years of marriage today.
Oh, happy anniversary.
It's not easy, and he's so faithful.
Scott, right? Well, I mean, I didn't think he got another husband. I was trying to remember his name. I was like, oh, don't bring that up. Okay. Good morning. Ruby? Okay. Okay. Nursing school, you said?
Yes, at Grand Valley.
Great. Awesome. Evan.
Well, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but my kids aren't here right now. They're all four of them are sick in some way or another. But all four of them are sick as reeds.
Yes. Finally. Finally. That's awesome. Yeah.
Just praying for us just in general. I mean, it's been a long 2.5 years, but it's been great.
Yes. Great. That's awesome news. Ralph.
Yes, I just want to spend the past week sort of being a youper. And I just want to praise God for the safety. He got us there and got us back.
Yes.
No incidents. We just had a nice, restful time.
Good. Much needed. Jessica. Okay. Anybody else this morning? I have a scripture before we go to prayer that I'd like to read. It spoke to my heart this week, and it kind of describes where we are, sometimes individually as well as our corporate life here. He said, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And I pray that for us here at Family Worship Center. God is doing great things if you look around. And so we thank Him for that, Lord. Just want to repeat what we're going to be praying for. We're thankful for Don's family stepping up to take him in, taking care of him. Delaney, we praise God for the dissolved clot, but we continue to pray because the chemo is delayed due to low counts. We're praying for the kids that return to school and Maudie's interview. We also pray for Ruby and that nursing school. She'll be going back, and we're going to ask the Lord to be with her this year as well. We are praising God for vacations. Cindy had an opportunity to get away, spend time with others in the Lord, and they also raise money for the Native Americans. We're thankful for that. We praise the Lord for Ralph and Glenda to get a chance to get away with family and just relax. We praise God for the 18 years of marriage that we all know sometimes can be a trial, but God's in all of it, and we continue to pray for Scott, that he would draw closer and closer to you through that relationship. We pray for Evan's kids that are sick, but more than that, Lord, we thank you because we pray for, finally, they are in the Reed family. We pray for that family as well because it cannot be easy. I know the Lord blessed me with kids, but they were older at that time. These guys took in 3 young kids and then found out they were blessed with a baby, so continue to pray for them and encourage them along the way if we would. And also, we just want to pray for Danny, Lord. We're thankful that you took care of him through all that. But now we're asking for a total healing on that mind. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, as we bow before you this beautiful day, we are reminded that the rain falls, and we thank you for that, Lord. And each and every day, you know what we need when we need it, and we're praising you for that through the sunshine, through the rain that you provide for us. Lord, we thank you for this church and what it means to us, but more than that, what it means to the community. I'm looking forward to what you're going to do here in Family Worship Center. And Lord, we have opportunities through Day of Hope and through the food initiative to reach others that are hurting in this community, and I pray we continue to do so. Lord, we thank you that we preach the word here, the word of God. sharper than a double-edged sword, and it divides bone from marrow, soul from spirit, and it judges the thoughts and attitudes of our heart. We're thankful for that, Lord, and we pray that we'll be able to share whatever we learn from Pastor Ken today with others, Lord. We just ask, God, that you'd be with these ones that we have brought before you. We think of Don, and we're so thankful that he's not alone anymore. And Lord, we know that you will be with him through this journey home. We pray for those that are still struggling with the cancer, with Ryan and his mom, and Delaney and her family, and many others that we can think of, Lord, that Teresa and different ones that are going through these tough times. But Lord, we know that you put us here to be an encouragement to them. So I pray that we look for ways that we can do that. Father God, we pray for those that are heading back to school. Lord, we pray a hedge of protection around them, not just physically, but mentally as well. Sometimes it's pretty tough to, you know, determining what they're going into, what grade, and all the pressures. Lord, I pray that we continue to hold them up in prayer as well and be that aunt and uncle that they can come to when they need to. Lord, we thank you and praise you for all the different needs here. We thank you for the marriages of 18 years and more. Lord, we praise you because we know there's ups and downs in life. But if we draw near to you, you draw near to us, and I thank you for that. Now, Lord, we ask that you'd be with us today. We ask that you be with those that are teaching the kids. I pray a special blessing over them. And I pray that you would be with us as we open our hearts and our minds to what Pastor has for us today. We ask it all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
You would like to stand with us and
let's just raise a hallelujah today on behalf of those with the cancer and those, Jessica, with your, I'm sorry, I name I'm terrible with, but anyway, with the young man that she asked prayer for, those that are battling with sickness and accidents and trying to regain their lives back. And I also ask for the families. If they don't know the Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would get a hold of their hearts and let them see where you're at work, and to draw them back to you or for salvation if that's what where they're at. So don't be afraid to shout it out today. Raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemy. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated. Everything inside of me, I raise a hallelujah. I will watch the darkness flee. I raise a hallelujah in the middle of the mystery. I raise a hallelujah. 'Cause fear, you lost your hold on me.
Amen.
I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar.
a little louder.
Sing 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 a little louder. Presence of my enemy. Sing a little louder. Louder than the unbelief. Sing a little louder. My weapon is a melody. Sing a little louder. Heaven comes to fight for me. Sing a little louder. The presence of my enemies. Sing a little louder. Louder than the unbelief. Sing a little louder. My weapon is a melody. Sing a little louder. Heaven comes to fight for me. Sing a little louder. Cause I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder. You're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated. The King is alive. I raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We are saying hallelujah before the miracle, before the night is over. Mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I am happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah. I could sing of your love. Your love forever. I could Thank you, Lord, for hearing, inclining your ears to us. You may be seated. You can stand and sing with us if you want. Thank you for you are so faithful, and you are always seeking, and you are running after us. And it's the Son of Man who came to seek and save the lost, and some of us who came to you a long time ago, we are not enjoying that first bright, warm, close relationship. And thank you that you are still chasing us. I ask that you would pursue our hearts this week and reveal to us what we might not have seen was the case. Thank you for this church family. Thank you for all your good plans for us. And in your strength, we have success and we succeed. We thank you, Lord, for your servant Ken, for his message. Bless him this week. Bless him in his grief journey and his new station of being alone. Thank you that you speak to us in all the seasons of our lives. In your precious name we pray, amen. Bless you, church. I hope you have a great week. Know that you are deeply loved and greatly favored. See you.